You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Following a busy day for Pope Francis on Friday, the director of the Holy See Press Office, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, spoke with Vatican Radio's Lydia O'Kane about the Pope's message for young people.
Father Lombardi, three poignant events today for the Pope. And the Pope was posing questions that many people are asking today. Why so much suffering? Why so much cruelty?
Yeah, the Pope has said already many times that there are questions without answer. It is very difficult to answer some questions. He has said already several times that the question of the why the children are suffering is a question that he cannot answer. There is a mystery in the suffering of the world, of the innocent person, and there is a mystery in the cruelty of the hate that is so terrible and has done incredible cruelty in the Nazi camps. Then, in this sense, there were two dimensions of the question without answer this morning: the mystery of the hate and of the and the mystery of the suffering of the innocence. And the Pope has chosen a day of silent prayer, because he has to witness to us that he also is a man before the mystery of God and in front of the mystery of God and of the life and of the reality, that has no easy answers. He looks for the answer, as we Christian, in contemplating the cross of Jesus Christ. Then, in contemplating the cross of Jesus Christ, we see that God himself takes the suffering on himself and participates profoundly to the suffering of the world and to the consequences of the hate. And in this sense, we can begin to find answers contemplating the cross. And then we have also to engage ourselves in following Jesus Christ in his attitude of love and service for the other. And this was the conclusion of the day, so to say. The message the Pope has given to the young people is, you have to be very concrete in your life. You have to practice the works of the mercy, corporal and spiritual, because there are so many situations that we find and we encounter in our life, and for every situation we have to witness in the proper way for the spirit and for the body the love of Jesus Christ in concrete works. And in this sense, I think it was during the day a passage from the silent experience of the mystery of the suffering in the world to the answer, following Jesus Christ and seeing him giving us the example of the love for everyone and of the service, a life of service, concrete service for everyone.
There are two key events for the Pope tomorrow: a visit to the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy in this Year of Mercy and linked to St. John Paul II, and of course the ever popular vigil. How much is the Pope looking forward to these two events?
This World Youth Day is in the context of the Jubilee of the Mercy. And every event, every moment of this World Youth Day is connected very profoundly to this message. And in this sense, in the morning we are visiting the two sanctuaries where the concrete experience of the mercy was coming in the past century to us through two big witnesses, Saint Faustina and Saint John Paul II. And in this sense, in the morning we meet the two most important witnesses of the mercy of God in and of the message of the mercy here in Krakow, in their home. And then with the vigil, there is also a new important step for all the young people to learn from these two big witnesses and from the Pope that is presenting them the message of the mercy of God, how to find the way to an enthusiastic transformation of their life in witnesses of the mercy of God through their life. The word Uday is also a way. Through the different steps of this way, the young people learn how to transform concretely their life in a living witness of the mercy of God, and in their daily life through their concrete actions. And tomorrow I think they will meet the two most important witnesses that we have to meet in Krakow, Saint Faustina and John Paul II, that help us and help the young people to find and to see the correct way to be witness of the mercy in the world of today.
Thank you, Father. Yes,